Okay, year six at Michael Faraday School, and the students are back safely after another successful year six end of year school journey, which I know very little about. No worries, I've got three students here who have got loads of stories hopefully to share. So let's have ladies first. Madam, your name?
Renee. Courtney.
And Michael.
Okay, so Renee, Courtney and Michael, all from year six. So Renee, first of all, the school journey. Maybe you can explain, what is the idea? What do you think, Gabrielle, Leanne, Karen, why do they treat you to a school journey?
Because before we go on a school journey, we had just like finished our sets, and it's like a good time to bond with our other class that we don't really get to like speak with and stuff.
Yeah, I think so, perfectly. So it's a reward for SATs. And I think, you know, you're coming towards the end of your time here at Michael Faraday. So it's also all those 7-8 years or so you've had here as a learners. It's just a nice thing to try and bond. So Courtney, school journey this year, where did year six go to, please?
We went to Bournemouth Westcliff.
So Bournemouth Westcliff, a fair distance. How did you get there?
We got there by a coach, but it took us 5 hours to get there.
5 hours. And was it a pleasant journey? Was there anything amusing happening on the journey at all?
Well, we stopped at a service station to have our lunch, and we just had a break there. So it's fun talking to your friends while you were going to school journey. It was fun.
Okay, and then Michael, so you arrived then in Bournemouth, and before you got there, what were you expecting to see, say, in terms of where you were staying and what it might look like? What were you expecting to see first?
I was expecting to see, like, loads of beaches, sand, quite a few amusement park-like places, and it kind of lived up from my expectations.
And what were your expectations for the accommodation? Were you thinking maybe a swimming pool, a wonderful four-poster bed, room service?
I kind of thought it was going to be good, but I thought it wasn't going to be like great because it's in like Bournemouth. But it was actually really good. So yeah, it kind of raised the bar a little bit.
Okay, so Renee, so we're in this hotel, and what? How was it all divided up? So were you with a small group of friends, or were all the girls together, all the boys together?
Kind of, yeah, but we all the boys. The boys was on like one
sort of level,
one floor, and the girls were on the other floor. As soon as we got into like the hotel, we got our door numbers and we just ran into our rooms and started jumping on the beds because we were so happy to be there.
Yeah, I think the idea is to have a good time, but it's not a complete holiday. So, Courtney, so maybe can you explain, was there anything you had to do at the hotel in terms of, you know, looking after making beds, any kind of food preparation, washing up?
We had to tidy our rooms, and they would give you a score out of 10. And if you got, I think, over 7, you'd either get a treat or a lollipop.
And was there any kind of breakdown, do we know? Were the boys better, were the girls better at having tidy rooms?
The girls were better at having tidy rooms, but there was one room where the boys were good at tidying their beds.
And I wonder whose room that could be. Maybe was it yours, Michael?
Well, halfway through I had to move rooms because a boy got sick and I had to share a room with Samuel. And, So I got a little treat, but the other two boys got the bigger treat because they were in the room for the whole time. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's a bit about where you went to, where you were staying, and the reasons why you went. But hopefully there was also some learning taking place. Renee, so what were some of the activities that you did during the day?
We went to a really ancient castle called Corfe Castle. It was like on the cliff, like a mountain kind of, and it was really nice because we got to learn about people that used to live there and the happenings that used to take place there.
So there was some learning. And Courtney, was there any kind of leisure activities? Did you, I don't know, go swimming, go in the sea at all?
Yeah, one day we went to the beach, and I think that was most leisure stuff there. And there was a few like theme parks near the pier that you could play on.
Okay, and then towards the end of the trip then, Michael, so did you have hopefully any kind of big celebration, any sort of party towards the end?
Well, we had a disco, which was really fun, and it was quite, we all was dancing, and even like shy people that might not be the best of dancers were dancing as well. So, yeah, that was it was one of the most fun nights of my life.
Okay. I think, a very good recommendation. One of the most fun nights of your life. That sounds perfect. Well, perhaps whiz along one more question for all three of you. The same question, try and think of an answer. So, Rennie first. What would be your lasting memory of the Year 6 school journey? What sticks in your mind?
The disco, because everyone just had fun. There wasn't one person that was unhappy throughout the whole night.
Wonderful idea. Courtney, memory?
I reckon the disco as well, because everybody enjoyed themselves and no one cried, no one got upset. It was just a really fun moment that will stick in my head forever.
And Michael's now going to say how much he enjoyed having his room being tidy and being the cleanest, smartest person there, or maybe something else.
Oh, I would like to say that, but I think I've got to go with the other two. I think it was disco, because same reasons.
Yeah, you're all probably being very friendly, bonding together. Good teamwork. Fantastic. Okay. Well, Renee, Courtney, Michael, that's wonderful. Thank you for your thoughts.
Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.